Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. That way you get to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then encore presentations Thursday and Friday on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thanks so much for joining us. You can also see the show on our Facebook live stream. Don't know why anybody would want to watch, but here we are. You get to see a microphone. You get to see a couple of monitors, one with the Big Willie 105.5 logo, one with ECM Energy Services. Great. They're looking for top quality professional drivers, and they pay a fortune for these drivers in your home every night. ECM Energy Services. You also see our world-class state-of-the-art microphone, our world-class state-of-the-art podcaster board, and our world-class state-of-the-art of failing talk host. Hi. All right, fine. So, Union Local in Barnesville. Big rivalry. Big game last year, as it is every year. There's some sort of a big trophy they go after. Milk bucket, milk bottle, milk something with milk. I don't know what. Ugly incident at the game. But interestingly, it had nothing to do with Barnesville and the Barnesville fans. This was all a Union Local thing. And there's some bigger issues here that I want to share with you because I've got the audio. The local news media is saying, well, it was just some shoving, you know, primarily, no big deal, just some little shoving, no big deal. The way that the French president had his wife shove her hand in his face. It's just some shoving. That's all that was. That's not what the audio says. And I've got the audio, and you're going to hear it. But first, let me give you an update here with this. Not an update. Pretty much an overview. This is from the Times Leader, one of the sources that I've used here. And let's see here. It says, no charges to be filed in Union Local football game case. And again, even though it was at Barnesville, this has to do with two people involved with Union Local. It just happened to be in Barnesville at the big football game, where at halftime it was really brutal, just brutal. Anyway, here's the story. A guy named Brent Gay of Flushing. I don't know this man. He may be a wonderful human being. He may be a jerk. He may be a decent guy. He may not be a decent guy. He may be easy to get along with. He may be very difficult to get along with. I don't know the guy. I have no history with this guy. So Brent Gay of Flushing attended this game back at the end of October. Union Local, Barnesville, big rivalry. This guy is claiming he got really roughed up by one of the Union Local coaches, and that the police did not do their job properly when they came on the scene. They went after Brent Gay. They put him in handcuffs. Then they tried to sort everything out. And we've got the audio here. Gay is saying that it was unfair to him. All he did was make a comment, you know, First Amendment speech thing. And because of that, long story short, I have to paint with a very broad brush because this is radio. And so we've got to give you an audio thumbnail of all of this stuff. And so it's not going to be a very detail-oriented. In this case, it doesn't have to be because I've got the audio. Prosecutor Kevin Flanagan, Assistant Joe Favre, and Judge Eric Costine are involved in all of this. Looking over the case, they weren't there, you know, punching or anything like that. I like all these guys. They've always been good to me. I've never had a problem with any of them. They're all good people, truly good people. And Eric Costine's a great photographer as well. This guy's really good. He is really good at photography. But I think they got this one wrong. Got it wrong on so many levels. So Brent Gay cannot get justice. So he hires this Cleveland law firm to make his case for him, saying, well, the local authorities, the prosecutor is not going to go ahead with this thing and file any charges against the union local coach or the police officers who apparently did not do much of anything and connected with this and should have been more proactive and blah, 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 blah. And so he took it upon himself to try to force the state to make the prosecutors go after the union local coach. In fact, Vaughn Butler, excuse me, Vaughn Butler. So there's a Barnesville police officer, Matthew Tippy, a sheriff's deputy, Tyler Grant. I don't know either one of these guys. I'm sure they're fine, decent human beings. I don't have a dog in this fight at all. I don't even know these people. So after Gay hires this Cleveland law firm, tries to get some justice for himself, which I believe he deserves, by the way, Western Division Judge Eric Costine, according to the Times Leader, reviewed the case, including witness statements, and determined that the court would not second-guess the prosecutor's decision in the case. All right, but here's the quote. Based on the court's analysis, the court finds that no complaint should be filed against Tippy or Grant, the two law enforcement officers. I've got no problem with that. Costine wrote in his ruling, the affidavit urges that charges be filed based upon Grant, saying to Tippy, we can't do this, can't we do this later? Of course, Tippy could have said no and that he wanted to investigate the allegations right then and there, but he also had the discretion to wait until another time to investigate. The discretion was probably very smart considering that Tippy is a Barnesville police officer investigating a union local coach at halftime when Union Local is down 41-0 between intense rivals. Well, I disagree with that, but I can live with it. I can live with it. I can understand why he might want to wait till after the game. However, the rivalry really has nothing to do with this because this was between two Union Local guys. But I can live with that. But here's the thing. Costine also points out that Gay, the guy from Flushing, admitted to initiating the confrontation with Butler. He states in his affidavit that he believed he was making a harmless quip to a friend, Costine notes. It is quite obvious that Butler did not see it that way. Butler, being the Vaughn Butler, union local coach. The court does not see it as such either. The comment was likely an accusation that Butler had failed to properly prepare himself and his team for the contest with their rival team. Well, let's think about that. At halftime, Barnesville is beating the crap out of the Jets 41-0. I would say that Mr. Gay is probably pretty accurate regarding that. Gay admittedly made this confrontation during the game at halftime. Now, Gay may have gotten into Vaughn's face. May have, mouth off and all of that. But apparently that's all he did. And if Gay was acting like a jerk, there are other ways to deal with jerks, including banishing them from other football games and do all sorts of things without beating this guy up. Costine continues now, it is axiomatic to say that had this confrontation not been made, no incident would have occurred. I have no idea what axiomatic is. Maybe it has to do with a car axle. I don't know. But he is right when he says, well, if Gay had kept his, essentially what Costine is saying, if Gay had kept his mouth shut, not criticizing the union local coach for not being prepared and not preparing his team, then none of this would have happened. And Costine is right as far as that goes. If you don't open your mouth, then yeah, you're going to be okay. But apparently that's not what happened here. Gay opened his mouth. Now, maybe he could have done it in a diplomatic way or another way. But he also might have been a jerk in the way that he said to Vaughn, you didn't prepare this team. You're down 41-0 at halftime against your bitter rival. And who could argue with Gay? Maybe the manner that he used could have been a lot better. But who's going to argue with Gay over this? So what Costine is saying, and I do like Eric Costine, I really do. He's saying, well, if Gay had kept his mouth shut, none of this would have happened. Well, we've got a First Amendment in this country, which I think applies even during a football game between Barnesville and Union Local. And if a Union Local coach doesn't like being criticized, well, first, he's in the wrong business. Second, he better make the team a lot better. And third, oh, by the way, he should be some sort of role model for the kids, I would say. So Costine is saying by injecting himself into the coaching staff at the game, Gay single-handedly created the atmosphere for which he now complains and requests this court to permit criminal charges to be filed. And on and on and on. Costine points out that by initiating this contact, which officials have said consisted primarily of shoving, and we're going to get to that in a bit. Costine points out that by initiating this contact, which officials have said consisted primarily of shoving, Gay could have been charged with first-degree misdemeanor, inciting violence and disorderly conduct. Just because he opened his mouth? Inciting violence? Calling out, look, I would never do something like that. The union local, you know, football coach, for heaven's sakes. But you incite violence because you have the nerve to call out the union local football coach saying you didn't prepare your team for this game against your rival and you're down 41-0 at halftime? That's inciting violence? I don't think so. I think this is a First Amendment issue. I think the Cleveland law firm actually got this one right. But a lot of the news reports said the same thing. It consisted primarily of shoving. And then he goes on, Costine, who I do like. I really do like him. Other similar cases at sporting events occur much more frequently than they should. Really? I wonder why. Overzealous fans verbally berating athletes, coaching staffs, and officials pervades all sports starting at Little League and even up through all levels of sports. Hashtag nutting sucks. No one's disputing this. Overzealous fans verbally berating athletes, that did not happen here. Coaching staff, yes, it did. And officials, no, it didn't. And it does pervade all sports, starting from Little League through all levels of sports, including the Pittsburgh Pirates, who sucked yet again. I'll tell you about that in a bit. Hashtag nutting sucks. But if someone is going to berate another adult, a coach or whatever, is that even illegal? If you do it in a very offensive way, if you're like inches away from his nose or something like that, then of course what you have to do is you get law enforcement to remove the fan and maybe even ban him from games. You set a good example for the kids. You don't go if you're a union local coach, and I'm not saying this did happen, I'm saying this could have happened, might have happened. And I've got the audio here to back this up. If you're a union local coach and somebody comes up to you and sticks their nose right next to your nose and you suck, you're terrible, you're down 41-0. I understand the urge to attack, to punch, but that doesn't make it right. If this guy Gay, who may be a nice guy, who may be a jerk, who may be anything, I don't know. But no one is disputing what he's saying that was, you know, that it was right. The team clearly was not prepared. Down 41-0 at halftime. I wasn't there, but I have to assume the team wasn't prepared. 41-0 at halftime to your rival? Are you freaking kidding me? Did he deserve to get punched? I don't think he did. Now, why am I saying that? Stay tuned. I've got the audio.